or only go now according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that Rava holds only according to Rabbi Yossi that Truma is potem midiraisa by Goyish Shapiris, who are then you potem in a chala. Then Echnami, according to Rabbi Meir, that Shechayiv and Truma Samaisa is by Goyish Shapiris, who are then you chayiv in chala. I, this Bryce says you potem in a chala and says you chayiv and Truma Samaisa. Says goes even according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, that he holds Meruach Akum is potem, it's only midiraisa. But midirabbanan, though he agrees, that's chayiv. Means to say, if somebody buys Goyish Shapiris in Eretz Yisrael, so midirabbanan, he holds the epitaph of Truma Samaisa. And that's Xavier Mishambali Kisin, means rich people that are in the business that buy Paris and they sell. So we're afraid that if you could buy Paris off an Akum and you put them in Shumas and Maestras, we're afraid that when they come to sell in the marketplace, they're going to say that really they bought these Paris off a guy. And they'll tell everybody you put them in Shumas and Maestras. But really they bought it off a Jew. So we have to be afraid of this. So therefore, Midrabbanan, they made Xavier that even the Paris you buy off a guy, still Yechayiv and Truma Samaisus, but only Midirabbanan. That's why you put them in a challah here. But in the Chalam, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, that Yechayiv, Midirais, and Truma Samaisus, who are then you be Chayiv and Challah, Midirais also. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, that's the Swarm of Shabbali Kisan over here. If so, Afilu Challah Nami, why don't you make the same Zera by Challah also? You should make Zera from the Bali Kisan. Maybe people open up bakeries and they'll tell everybody, we bought this bread off a goy, and therefore you bought it from challah, and really they bought it off a Jew. If at the Morihoki you saw a filo challah nami, so Mor says, Efshad diafalo pochus mechameshus reboim kemach viyoid. That no. So the pshat is like this, like Rashi says, that we're not afraid of bali kisim by challah, because if they want to really free themselves, they want to sell bread, that's put them in a challah, so they could do it better. Even if it's really true that this dough came from a Jew, but I'll call upon them when they bake it, they could bake each challah in a smaller shear. Let them bake each one. So Rashi says it means like this, Kloima. Lahoch, Eloi Gazrin in the challah, we never don't make this gzera by challah, because the heavy boy, Yarum, if you want to make a trick, Motzel Arum, you can make the trick better to do it better. That means the Ophilor, Prochus, Meheri, Boim, Kemach, Meyoid, he can bake each one less than 5 riboyim of kemach. Rashi says it's so, that's less than the shear of chalom. T'loy mechayim b'chalom. T'zeo shear isa l'chal. This is the shear of isa. It says 3 pounds of flour. The Masechet Erevin, the Perekets of Mishtatfim. But since if he wanted to, he can make it less than the shear of chalom. Therefore, we're not afraid to say that he would lie to us and say that really it was Jewish bread that was really mechuyiv in chalom, and they'll tell us it was bought from a guy. Because if he wanted to play around, he could do it better. So why should he do it be Issa? Therefore, by challah we do not make this gzera. Sif at all times a guy really makes the gilgul, and if not, no matter how much of a dough he makes, still is part of a challah, even with the rabbanon. So ma'isa and hilchus challah, there's a big shal exactly how is it potter the chur it's mashmi, even though the dough was made one big dough, but since the ma'isa later b'shas you bake in smaller challahs. And Echlami, then you put them in a challah. It's just like a shalz in Mishnayas and challah. But I call upon them, the Teretz is that there are ways here that you could be put them in a challah, so therefore we do not make any gzera. The other Gemara says, if so, Truma Nam, even my Truma also. If should the other like to the Rabbi Shia also, why should we be afraid to say that the Truma from a goy, the parents from a goy is Chayiv and Truma with Rabbanin? No. We're already afraid about Balakisim. If they wanted to play a trick on us, they have a ways of doing it better. Like Rabbi Shia's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Shia says, Ma'arim Odom al Tfuosai. O Ma'achnisa b'moitshalo. A person can be Ma'arim and make a trick with us upon the Tfuo. And that means to say, O Ma'achnisa b'moitshalo. If you bring it into his house, when it's still with its stalk or still on its shaft. And it's not called the Gemar Malacha. So when it had a Rias Panei Abayis, when he brought it inside, there was no Gemar Malacha yet. So you put them in a Truma. Kadeshet Hei Behemtoi, Oichela Subtur Min Amaisa. That Yibayim will be able to eat from it yet, and you'll be put them in Amaisa. So it's possible to do it in a Meifin, that you'll be put them in your Isa. Rashi says, the Moichela means Kain Meichel Behem, that's the way you feed your animals. O Meichel Behem, put them in Amaisa. That's one shot. Vishnachinu Moichela, Shlo Yira Panei Abayis. Does not see the Panei Abayis that's for itself. And therefore you potter. Or else Inami, the Gemara says, the Yailo Dera Gagos with Dera Kafifois. that you bring it in over the roof. You did not bring it in through the Pnei Abayis. So again, these prayers are not mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisos Midiraisa. So there are the ways to do it that he's taught them in Trumas HaMaisa. So what do we make exer Mishum Balak Hissin? So Mora says, Hosa Mifahesio Zila Bel Milsa. So you're over there for Hesia to bring your Paris in this way. It's very hard. Therefore, to Zila, everybody will know what you're doing, so you're embarrassed to do it. So therefore, we're afraid that you will not do it. And therefore, we're afraid that you're only lying to us, and that his Balik Hissim will tell us that he bought the Paris off a guy to think that it's Potter to get a better price out of it, but really bought it off a Jew, and really it's Chayvan Trumas HaMaisos. But Hocha Bitsino Le Zila Bel Milsa. Here Rashi says, Hocha Gabichalo, Hapochas Rameshas Reboyim V'yoid Tzinhi. Let's do privately. That's not a zilus. There's no, you don't have to feel bad about it. So Rashi says, therefore, he would not like play tricking us and really bite off a Jew that's chayv and chala in life and where had a shear and just tell us he bought off a guy. That's the chiluk. By chala, where it's easy to do with the tzina, nobody has to know that you're making it so small, mashma, the dough itself. You're making small doughs. People don't have to know that. So people would not know that you went to do it without for the pot to yourself. But if you really want to sell it, but you're from the Ptur, there are ways of doing it that you're not going to be embarrassed about. Mashenka, by the Paris, the Mala, Jewish Paris, is Chayiv and Shumas HaMaisos. The only way to do this is by bringing it over your roof, or by bringing it in with a smitchel on the shaft. That you don't do, that's enough Shemus, so people notice what you're doing, and they know you're only doing it to free yourself. Therefore you'll be Potter, therefore it's a Zilusa, so there we're afraid you're going to lie to us. That really you bought this Paris off another Jew, and really it's Chayiv and Shumas HaMaisos, and the reason why you're selling it, Becheskas Ptur, because you're only telling us you bought it off a guy. See if the locker is, the guy of Paris is Potter, even with the Rabbanon, we would have this Gezerah. So therefore, with the Rabbanon, you're Chayiv and Shumas HaMaisos, even by Paris Akum. By Chala, dough that was made by a guy, there's no Gezerah, he would say Potter in a Chala. Now the Mishnah says, now the Mishnah continues on, have it finish off with the Yoimer, Boloi, Boloi, Li Saroin, has the Kohen that's going to be Yosef now in bringing the Minchas Yoimer on the second day of Pesach. So after we had the Mishnah before, where they sifted it down to get a pure Yisaroin, one-tenth of the Eifah flour, now when they got that one-tenth, so now the Kohen comes to it on Shishasa Benisin, Venosan Shamnoi, he puts Sham Shemin in it, all of Anosai, in the Kli, he puts a little bit Shemin into the Kli first, then on the side he puts the Levoina, then a second time, Yotzak, he pours more Shemin onto it, now with Bolol, he mixes it up, like we have in Mishnah, we'll have Mishnayson later, that you always have to put three times Shemin into the Mincha, first a little bit Shemin, then you put Shemin and mix it up, then a third time you pour Shemin into it. Here the Mishnah doesn't talk about the third time. But I call upon him Yotzak, you put Shemin in a second time, or Bolol, you mix up the flour, the barley with the Shemin. Hainith, then there's a Mitzvah Tenufa, you have to pick up this Mincha, you lift up the Mincha Seiner. For Higish, then there's a Mitzvah to bring it closer towards the Mizbeach. For Kamatz, then you have to take a Kemitza from it. For Ikter, and the Kohen has to burn the Kemitza, and also he burns the Levoiner also. The Yashar, the leftover of this Mincha, is Nechol HaKanim. The Kanim are allowed to eat from the Shirayim. Then the Mishnah says, Mishakorav HaYimer, after the Ramakri of the Yomer, right after they burnt the Korban, right after they burnt the Kemitza, right after the Ramakri of the Yomer, is Yoitzin, they went out, Omotzi and Shukim Yishlaim, Shemolei Kemech HaKol. All the streets, the Shukim, were full of selling fresh flour, the Chodesh. And really this was done, Shaleb Ratzach HaKom, the Chom were not happy about this. In other words, the storekeepers prepared the Chodesh, they had the new crop all ready to be sold, and as soon as they brought the Yomer, right away they started to sell it. So again, the Mishnah says this was done, Shaleb Ratzach HaKomim, Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chom were not happy about this, because for sure the storekeepers started to take the crop in, cut down the wheat before, and grind it up and make it into flour and ready to sell it. So since they're Isaac in the ball, in the flour, in the wheat flour, before they brought the Yomer, the Gzer maybe come teach from it. And we know Chodesh is also in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see about the Sugya, about Chutz Lawrence. But I call upon him, it was done Shleib Rosh HaKomen. The Chum would have rather them wait till after they brought the Mincha Saina and then first go down to Isaac to be working over the new crop, the new wheat that was grown. However, Rabbi Yudishita is Barotz and Chacham Layoisa. No, it was done Barotz and Chachamim. They held you allowed to do this. There's no Gzera, they may come teach from it. Another Rabbi, it's good they should prepare beforehand. So as soon as right away they were marked of the Oimer, right away the stores will start selling the fresh flour of wheat, and people could start eating it. Sumer asked, is this true? Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds this was done Barotz Chachamim? In other words, there's no gzera to say that the people would be osik in cutting down the wheat before they brought the Mincha Saima, and they would be osik in grinding and making it into flour. There's no gzera to come to eat from it. Like, how could Rabbi Yehuda say it was done Barotz Chachamim? Ramino, I have a question. It says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boitkin or Arbaosa, or Arbaosa Shachris, or Vishas Habiyor, that you're allowed to be boiting to chametz. We know the Yikas man is to do it, or Arbaosa, the night going in terror of Pesach. That's the Zman, but Yikas chametz. Let's say somebody did not do it at night time, or Arbaosa Shachris, you can still make the Yikas chametz in the morning of Erev Pesach. Or Vishas Habiyor, even when it becomes mamers to Shas Habiyor, Rashi says, that means Bishar Shishis, on the Eliyatach HaTzeis of the day of Pesach, that's when you can still make the B'dikas Chometz. Rashi says, though, Avo Mikan Velech Eftach HaTzeis Ayoyim Lo Yivtuk, you're not supposed to make a B'dikas Chometz anymore. Even if you were not B'dik before, and why of you, the Shitter is, Te Gazrina Mishum Du Mosla Mechel. We're afraid that maybe if you look for the Chometz, you may find some, and you may come to eat it when you find it on Pesach. And therefore, once it is Man Isser of Chometz, we do not want you to make the B'dikas anymore. That's what Yudishita is. However, the Gemara says, the Chum say no, loy bodak. If you do not make the Bdika, you can keep on going to make the Bdika, even in the middle of Cholamoyed. Rashi says, Rabban and Polagalei, the Yamri, loy bodak b'cholamoy kloima, b'moyed, sveifosa, daino, b'sheish, yibdul g'achamoy, b'techa pesach atzmoy, heb'loy gazrinu b'moslo mechamenei. The Chum agren of Yudin say no, if you do not make the B'dikas Chametz Bezmano, you can even make it later, and we don't have to make it Xerah to say that you may come to eat from it. Adarav, you're doing your mitzvahs B'dikas Chametz now. But our Kohen Reb Yehuda says no, that once it becomes a Zman Issa to eat Chametz, you can't make a B'dika. So here you see, according to Reb Yehuda, we have the Xerah, we're afraid that you may come to eat from it. So how could Reb Yehuda say in our Mishnah, it was done Rotz HaChamim? So Rabbi, I'll tell you, Shani Chodosh. Chodosh is different. Here in our Mishnah, only Rabbi Yehuda says it was done Barotz Chachamim. I tell you, the svar is mitorch shloi hitarto loi elo ayidei kituf. Since they're only matu you to cut it down in roifen of a shinui, only with a kituf is zochru. Who remember it? That if you only cut it down with a hetzer, Rashi says licks of a magel. If you only cut it down with a knife, elo de kituf means biyad for loi the magel. Though they were not matu you, they did not give you a hetzer to use a knife. You have to only cut it down with your hands. Like what Rabbi Katavta Milos Yotcha, to Xiros Kredo Moima Asura. You don't want to cut anything down before the Yomer. If so, how do they do it? Only with the hands. So since there was a hecker, they reminded themselves they're doing something special, therefore Zocha remembered themselves and not come teach from it. Therefore, son of Stephen and Rabbi Yehuda. Only by B'dika's Chametz were afraid to make the B'dika, maybe you find Chametz you come teach from it. But over here, we're not afraid because you have to cut down the Yomer and cut down the Chodesh and the Shinui, so therefore since you do it with Shinuyim, we're not afraid to come to eat from it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over, we'll do the other daf on the other side.